give it up. So give me the green light. Cause I'm ready to go.
Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Predators defeat the Blackhawks 3-2 in the shootout last night at Bridgestone Arena, their first shootout of the year. Hard to believe. A lot of overtimes. No shootouts. To make it two in a row, we say hello now to the CEO of the Nashville Predators, Sean Henry, who is on the line with us. Sean, we always enjoy these conversations, but we enjoy them even more after a Predators win. How you doing?
You know what? I don't know if you enjoy it more than I do. You know, getting on your show is always a joy. Don't get me wrong. But after a loss, nothing's fun. So, yeah, this was a fun week, wasn't it? A couple of big wins. I mean, the win over Vegas was huge. Last night, come from behind win, dramatic, you know, shootout win. And then in the middle of it all is the Golden Hall inductions and ceremonies. So, really fun week. Thank you guys, by the way, for being there on Wednesday.
Absolutely. We weren't going to miss it, and I was excited because not only was I there, you know, with us as a company and a partner, but I kind of let myself be a fan for a minute because, Shea Weber, Pecorine, David Poyle, you know, meant so much and continue to mean so much to this organization. But to see them again and to see the alumni, like I look and I see James Neal and Eric Nystrom and Mike Fisher and you know, all these guys that meant so much during that era, to see everybody together in one room again was really, really special.
You know, it really was. And I think it was the largest number of alumni we've had back for something. And that just speaks volumes for, you know, how those guys, you know, love and respect, you know, Shay and Peck and David. But it was so nice. Like, every time you turned a corner, you ran into someone else. And it's what sports are. It's what brings us all together. You share some memories and pass things along generationally. And it was just awesome. It really was a great day. Bill Daly came in for it. We're also in the middle of hosting the USA hockey meetings, which I was speaking at this morning. And it's nice to be in the center of the hockey universe. And it's really nice when you put together a couple wins. So life is good today.
Including win number 1,000 for the franchise. And, you know, the thing I love is just when you find those crazy connections. Andrew Brunette scores the first goal in the first win, and then he gets to coach the team to the 1,000th win. Barry Trotz coaches the team to the first win. Now he's the GM for the 1,000th win. I mean, it's really cool how that all comes together.
It really is. And that's what, you know, sports are. It's all those intriguing spider webs. They get to chase and talk to each other about and debate and argue who's right or who's wrong. And then, you know, the schmuck in the room always brings out Siri to prove you wrong. But it's sports are fun to talk about those tangled webs, no doubt about it.
So with the Golden Hall, I am curious because, you know, there's no better first class. I think anybody that knows anything about this team and this organization would tell you it should have been those three. But it's the first of many because now this organization, this team has had enough – you know, good, you know, great players come through and alumni that, you know, it's warranted to have a Golden Hall. But I am curious what some of the criteria will be and how this is going to work moving forward. I know David Poyle is going to have a big part of that.
Well, what's nice about it is, you know, it's ours. And, you know, the criteria, if we decide someone should go in and doesn't fit it, we'll change it. Now, when I say that, you know, it's we have a small committee that's part of it, David, myself, Bill Haslam, Barry Trotz, Bill Wickett, Michelle Kennedy. And the main criteria is we want to put people in it that were with the organization, that pushed the organization and the community forward. So they might be one of our best players ever, as, you know, recognized by the past two, you know, first two players in. It might be a player that, you know, played here for a significant amount of time, but maybe don't think of that person as certain stats or, you know, this or that. But maybe the first one for us to engage with Vanderbilt or, you know, did certain things or is given back to the game in a certain way. You know, maybe it's people that help present the game or help build the organization. And that's what's going to be fun. I mean, we're a little different. I like that we're non-traditional. A lot of people used to use that term to knock us. We're non-traditional because we're fun and we know it's important as a community. And I look forward to every year names going in. And ideally, each time someone goes in, everyone that sees it says, oh, yeah, of course. And that's how this was. Whenever you put a list of people together for anything, I don't care what it is, you're always going to get a handful of people say, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you didn't include X, Y, or Z.
Yeah.
I have not got one text, one tweet, or one email saying, like, wow, why those guys instead of this guy or this guy? It was universally accepted that these were the first three guys that should go in. And that's kind of fun. It really is. Not often you always get things right, but this one we obviously did.
Sean, Chase is letting me talk now. So how are you doing? Okay? It's good to talk to you.
You know what? I was so glad he allowed me to spend a few minutes with you the other day. Normally, he's our gatekeeper both ways, right? So selfish.
Yeah. Stands in the
middle.
It's
what I do.
Yeah, it's what he does. Will there be three each year, or is this kind of a fluid thing? Next year we induct four or two? But is it going to be a standard of three?
You know, three seems like nice symmetry because of the hat trick and all. But no, there is no we always have to put one in, or you have to put three in or ten in. Each year will be a little different. And as the committee evolves, you know, I'm sure, you know, who goes in evolves as well. But what I like about it is right now it's temporary. You know, it hangs from the rafters. And then the gold albums that you'll welcome them into the hall or up on the Gary Force Club level with our alumni puck area. But as we reimagine the building over the next 5 or 6 years, we're actually going to have a hall itself where it's kind of a mini hall of fame, a place where, you know, you're going to be able to take your granddaughter through and explain to her who Pecorine was or who this person was. And,
right.
And that, again, that's what it's about. You're sharing memories. And there might be some things for you that are so important to you and your core memories of this team that won't mean anything to the person next to you. But that's what I love about sports and the Golden Hall or any Hall of Fame. You get to experience it the way you want to and through your own memories and storyline.
I love it. Tomorrow's a special day with Keith Urban bobblehead. You know, you grew up a Rangers fan, per se, back in the day. You know, you'd see all the celebrities who really took the Rangers under their wings. And it's cool that it happened here in Nashville with Vince, with Amy, with Garth and Trisha and Keith Urban. But to have this event tomorrow night, he's going to be there at Bridgestone Arena with the bobblehead. I mean, what a fun, fun Saturday this is going to be at Bridgestone Arena.
It's going to be incredible. And you know what I love about both Keith and Nicole? Obviously talented beyond belief, both of them. But they also give back to our community. And they're your neighbors. And they're not just here tomorrow. They're at most of our games. I mean, they're in our building at times you never even think they would be there. They're super fans, big supporters. And I'm just glad that they could be there. But it's funny, like you say, like growing up, I was a Ranger fan, recovering Ranger fan, converted in 99 to better teams. But I always thought the celebrities that were there because they're super fans. Years later, I found out they were there because they have a movie coming out or a book coming out or opening on Broadway. And they were there for one period. You guys know it. When Keith and Nicole are here tomorrow night, they'll be wearing the jerseys they own. There are no tags on them. We're not giving them to them. You know, when Jelly Roll, you know, comes into the building, he's wearing his Pred stuff, nothing that we gave him. And Tim McGraw and Faith Hill and, you know, everyone that, you know, we celebrate. And I love that. And when someone comes and does our anthems, we don't have to have a jersey and a hat waiting for them because they're rolling in with their favorite one. And that's pretty cool.
This might seem, just because you've heard it so many times and we all have heard it so many times, but, you know, the goal song when Tim McGraw gets there and sings. I was with somebody one time with their first Preds game last year, and that came on. And Sean, they were mesmerized by that Tim McGraw song on the Jumbotron and were just sit there and stared at the Jumbotron. I take it for granted. Chase does. I do. You do. We all do. But to see somebody the first time experiencing that inside of Bridgestone Arena, that was very, very cool.
Yeah. I just spoke to USA Hockey's whole boards here today. So it's a couple hundred people. You know, they're hosting their meetings here for the next 3 or 4 years. And so there were probably 20 guys I talked to this morning that saw their first game last night. And you do forget how unique and special it is. And they were talking about our chance. But they specifically, you know, talked about that song. And I think it's great. Other teams I've been with, you know, you have a song for each player for their goal, and you know, you work hard on it. You think that's so special. The difference with what we do is everyone knows what's coming. Everyone can sing it. Everyone's on their feet. You anticipate it. And you know, when you have a new guy pop up, you don't know what his or goal song is going to be. Where here, you know, and it's so, so cool. But sometimes you got to experience it through the eyes of a new fan.
Amen. Sean Henry is with us. By the way, when you talk about, you know, celebrities bringing their gear, George Kittle, you know, was buying your beer last night, really showing fans how to get it done on the Jumbotron.
You know, how great was it when he was, you know, toasting our crowd, if you will, and a second later, Stamkos, you know, scored, And I give him a lot of credit because I think he had a lot more toasts after that, hoping that we'd score 12 goals. But again, there's a guy. He's a super fan. Obviously, he and his wife are really good friends with the Forsbergs. You know, they obviously common bonds being athletes, but they all choose to live in the city 12 months a year. And it's so much fun seeing guys like, you know, he's here at games. Sheamus is here at games. You know, they're at our games all the time. And sometimes you don't even know. Clark Lee is at every one of our games with his wife, most of the time with his kids, too. You almost take him for granted. You know, I was talking to him last night, you know, thanking him for something he did for my son. We're just so spoiled in our city that we have access to people, and they're regular people. And, you know, they don't have handlers walking in front of them or prearranging their parking. You know, our owners, our celebrities all walk in the front door. They sit in the arena bowl, and they enjoy the game the same way our best fans do.
You mentioned Philip Forsberg, goal number 300 for him last night, all in gold, all with Smashville. And, you know, you talk about the Golden Hall. I don't think there's any doubt he's going to be in it one of these days. Really, really cool to see that last night and the fact that they've all come with this team.
Well, as my son said last night when he texted me after the goal, he said, February came early this year, and thank goodness it did. It's fun to see him, you know, start lighting that lamp up again. But, I mean, look what his game's done this year. You know, the amount of assists that he's had. And but when he starts scoring, it get out of the way. And his shot last night, I don't know what it was clocked at. I think it was like 91 miles an hour or something. But he had to hit that in such a precise way, and he did. But then you're right, when it locked up there as 300 goals, I mean, he'll end up at a number much, much higher. But, yeah, he's our all-time leading goal scorer, and it's fun when the guy's done all that with our team, his only team, as an NHL player. So it's love the guy.
Kudos to you on the Golden Hall induction for your speech up there. No notes, engaging the crowd. Well done.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, it's funny. You always try to think about what you're going to say. But, you know, walk around that room and the VIP room before that with you guys. The Golden Hall, you felt it, right? You saw people talking about why they were there, why it was important. And it kind of writes itself, you know. I mean, when you're talking about Pekka and Shea and David's careers, if you need notes, man, you probably failed fifth grade twice. I mean, it's just such an easy thing to talk about because the love for them is so high. It really is. And, you know, I appreciate what you just said, but I could have said anything. And as long as I used the words Pekka, Shea, and David, it would have been okay because of how we all feel about them.
Oh, they're great. Yeah. By the way, could Mike Fisher – it's a shame he's not handsome, right? Good Lord.
He was so good. And he was always so good because he's so sincere. And as he – Chase, you started this off about being a fan. He talked about that. Like, he's a fan of those guys. He also loves those guys, admires those guys. And like you said, you know, they're both younger than him. But he looked up to both of them as older brothers almost. And I think we all felt that way, so it was nice. And by the way, before we get off this, I know you're going to chase me off in a minute. Chase, I hope you get all the ugliness and heat from all the quote-unquote serious media for admitting that you're a fan. Have more fandom. High-five more people in the press box. Celebrate and have fun. All those old grumpy guys, you know, they're working for dying media. So be a fan of Nashville, the Preds, the Titans, SC, Vanderbilt, Belmont, Lipscomb, Austin Peay, MTSU,
Trevecca.
Things are good. They're good for all of us. Trevecca and whoever I left out, Tennessee Tech, statewide. We should all – that's what I love about Nashville. We're all fans of each other. And if you're covering a team, you're going to have a little bit more fun and people are going to tune into you a little bit more when things are going well. So it's nice that hopefully we're turning the corner and we run this streak for a long, long time.
That is the truth. And, look, I got into this because I am a fan, and I'm not going to hide that. So,
by the way, everyone got into it because they're a fan. So all those serious guys, and, you know, hey, Joe Rexford, if you're listening, correct my pronoun. It's we, buddy. We had fun last night. We won last night. And yes, the greatest announcers ever use the word we for the team they work for when they're calling games. So leave my man Max alone.
100%. Sean, appreciate it as always. Let's continue the great week with Keith Urban bobblehead night and a win tomorrow against Coach Hines and the Minnesota Wild. Going to be a fun one.
It will be a fun one. And to quote the great George Armistead, yay Nashville. Let's just keep having fun. Let's have some celebrations and hug a stranger tomorrow night after a fun goal. I'll see you guys.
Absolutely. Sean Henry, the CEO of the Nashville Predators, joining us here on the program. Predators back at it tomorrow night against the Minnesota Wild. Look to make it three in a row at Bridgestone Arena as they continue this homestand. We'll have more coming here on the Chasing Big Joe Show. We're live today at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.